Right there, you just heard Crush to Fit by No Broadcast.
And we do have a broadcast because you're in studio. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you going?
I'm outnumbered, is how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I know. This is the first time that we've had two Joshes in the studio one Ben. Oh, feels nice.
Indeed.
Feels nice. So picture this. You're in a cafe having a delicious cup of coffee. Do you get a Danish or a croissant? No. You get an entire single. Mm. That is the combo that you are presenting to us.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
What's going on. It is good stuff. Oh. Tell me, what was the, reason behind this combo deal? I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
How come it all came to fruition?
Well, it's about keeping music physical, really. Mm. And like away from files as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm. And like having something physical and tangible to take home with you. Mm-hmm. CD, a vinyl, a tape.
Yeah.
Some coffee.
Yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
So that's what we're trying to do. Last time we did a beer, a beer release.
Mm.
And that got put in supermarkets.
Cool.
So you can go to Fresh Choice, buy your beer, and you get the music with it.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
You know, so that's what we did last time. So this time it's a similar thing. But
yes.
Coffee.
Nice. Very cool.
Plunge your grind.
And it's funny because Crush to Fit, the new single, I'm sure that the coffee is crushed to fit inside the box too.
Mm.
Yeah. Am I right to say
it fits
that?
Inside the plunger.
But yeah, it is so cool the way that it is a digital copy when you buy coffee. I've just never seen anything like it.
Got the download code on it.
Yeah. You know,
download code. So good.
Yeah. So cool. And, you know, when you get that coffee, you get that single that we just heard. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that single as well,
Crush to Fit?
Yeah.
What was the creation process like for that one?
Well, as you heard, it's quite energetic, so there's a lot of energy behind it. It came from a guitar riff and some pounding drums.
Mm. Nice.
And it just sort of formed over a wee while.
Cool.
There's lots of coffee involved.
I'm sure. Is that the natural process for you, starting off with a riff and drums? How does it normally work?
Songs come in different ways through different mediums. Mm-hmm. You can hear something, like you can hear a sound. It could be like a, you know, dump truck down the road that like sparks something, or, you know, you have a little loop that you've been playing with for a while, or both, you know, the collaboration of the two can come together. So sometimes it's just we have to get out of the way and let the environment sort of speak musically, and then we are the interpreters of that, you know.
Definitely. Nice. Fantastic.
So, I don't know, that's how a lot of it can happen.
Yeah. And you guys, as No Broadcast, have been going on for a decent amount of time now.
Yeah.
How do you, I guess, you know, keep motivated and keep kind of together and wanting to make music after it's, you know, been the length of years that it's been from 2007 till now, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I just keep going. Sometimes there's little wee waves of no energy, but then energy comes back.
Yeah.
So like now we're having a big wave of energy that's like, all right, I've got to do this, got to release some coffee, do some stuff, working on new music. So, but you know, like last couple of years have been a bit quiet, but you know, you go on lulls, energy's like pretty strange like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You talk about your sound and the history. How has your sound changed over time?
Mm-hmm. Time has done that. What's happened? Well, now it's changing again. The stuff I'm working on now has gone completely the opposite, you know. So,
cool.
You know, it got to that point, like, where it's, like, as you heard, it's quite, so that's, you know, the extreme of the energy that can be harnessed, but now it's gone the other way.
Oh.
So the next release is going to be very, very chill and quiet.
That's cool, though.
It gives
a range, you know.
Yeah,
different kind of moods for different times.
Yeah,
And like you said, you've got other music on the way.
Yeah,
Do you want to, you know, is there any
yeah,
dates
secret spoilers?
Or secrets you can give us for that, or just, you know, general vibes of the upcoming upcoming singles to an eventual album?
Yeah, so Chuni's Coffee is we're collaborating with the next two singles.
Cool,
and then there'll be an album coming out in spring. So we've got a couple more singles to do.
Yeah.
And then there'll be an album come out, and perhaps a vinyl release.
Ooh,
or
very exciting.
You know, yeah, because that physical thing.
You want
again,
that physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a poster, you know, like people do posters with download codes on them and stuff like that. Yeah.
For sure.
Good stuff.
So it's like tying that to those two mediums together.
Definitely.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. For sure.
I guess, you keep saying about how it's bringing it back to the physical.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, the current kind of trend or wave, I suppose, is music feels a little bit more disposable in a sense, you know, because you just, you stream it once, you're like, yeah, that's a pretty good song, save that, and then you never listen to it again. So, was that part of the choice behind wanting to add something physical, to add that kind of like, you know, I bought this thing for this, you know?
It's a special sort of... you know, you take your... Well, I remember when I used to get CDs, there's a special kind of quality to it. You take it home and you put it on and you can read the leaflet and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, for me personally, that's missing in music.
Yeah,
totally. You know, you download it and it's just on your computer. It can get lost with all the other files and stuff. It's not as special.
Yeah.
The music's still cool, but it's like you, there's this... Something's lost somewhere. So, I'll, you know, to keep that going, it'd be cool to have coffee and water.
Yeah.
For sure.
Something tangible, for sure.
Yeah.
After beer and coffee, what do you think will be the next big thing?
Well, I was thinking on a, you know, like flash drives.
Oh, cool.
People are probably doing that already.
Yeah, well,
that's cool, though.
This week I've seen, like, talking about NFTs and blockchains and all of these new ways to digitally present music. So this is really cool to hear. We were talking before about how I don't drink coffee.
Yes.
Why and how are you going to get me into it? And what should I be drinking in the morning? This is just me asking personally. See, not part of the interview.
My favorite's a long black with a side of cream.
Oh.
And you can add your own cream, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
real
man
cream?
After my own heart, there. Yeah,
yeah. Or Krilk, which is milk and cream mixed together.
What?
Krilk.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not. But you know,
it is when you do it.
It is when you do it.
But it's got a name for it now.
What can we expect from No Broadcast for the rest of the year, 2021?
So we've got a couple of singles coming out, and we've got an album coming out. We're playing a couple of shows already lined up to be. They're already happening.
Yes, yes.
So, Takaka in Wellington.
Fantastic.
24th, 21st. And, Dunedin, we want to get down there. We want to play here somewhere sometime.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there's stuff to do, you know.
Very cool. And if people want to get this Churney's coffee, where can they go?
So, you go to churneys.com/nobroadcast.
Beautiful.
And you'll find your beans, the amount of beans you want.
Nice.
The grind you want.
Oh, everything you could ever hope for.
I was talking to Churney, you know, Churney's like really good coffee roaster, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, actually, beans aren't crushed. They're actually ground. You got to ground them. So I'm just putting it out there, you know, anyone that's a coffee connoisseur, you know. we don't crush the beans.
Ground to fit.
That's just the song name. It's not the beans, you know.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming into studio this morning.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners out there?
Nah, just enjoy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's all we need to hear right there.
Hell yeah.